London today in the wake of yesterday's fatal terrorist attack at London Bridge. The bravery of the public kept it from being a lot worse. Two people were killed, three others injured in the knife attack. The assailant was shot dead by police. He was identified as 28-year-old Usman Khan, who had served 6 years in prison for a terrorism conviction and was paroled in 2018. There are reports he was wearing an electronic monitoring ankle bracelet at the time of the attack. APZ Donahue reports on London's latest terror episode.
Witnesses saw a man with a knife being wrestled to the ground by people who were nearby. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says police responded.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
Basu says the man was wearing a fake bomb vest, and this is being treated as a terrorist incident. Prime Minister Boris Johnson praises the people who tackled the suspect.
For me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them.
Police say they aren't looking for anyone else. Basu says officers are keeping an open mind as to a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
Clearly, London remains on high alert. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, police are searching for a suspect who stabbed three young people in a Friday evening attack in The Hague's central shopping district. The victims, all minors, have since been released from the hospital. The incident occurred just hours after the terror attack in London, and Dutch police say they're considering all possibilities, including terrorism. The last batch of remains of the 39 Vietnamese whose bodies were discovered last month in the back of a refrigerated truck in Britain are being returned to their families. 16 coffins and 7 urns arrived at Hanoi Airport this morning. From there, ambulances were to take them to the victims' hometowns. For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea is sarcastically warning it may soon launch what it calls a real ballistic missile in the vicinity of Japan. It has carried out 13 rounds of short-range or medium-range launches since May, the latest this week. Experts say nearly all involve ballistic missile technology. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the latest launch as a violation of UN resolutions. But the official Korean Central News Agency in Pyongyang today condemned Abe's statement, saying the Thursday test involved a multiple-launch rocket, not a ballistic missile. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has set an end-of-the-year deadline for the United States to offer concessions in nuclear talks, which are in a long-running stall. His launches are seen as part of a pressure campaign aimed at gaining those concessions. Ahead of a United Nations climate summit in Madrid next week, rallies across Asia and Europe are pushing for more urgent action aimed at global warming. In Australia, people are blaming climate change for the country's historic bushfires. Listen to a teenager who demonstrated in Sydney.
The fires are bigger, the fires are more dangerous, the fires are in spring, not summer. We're not in summer yet. I'll tell you one thing, unequivocally, if we don't do anything about climate change, it is gonna get worse.
Here in the United States, the House Judiciary Committee has given President Donald Trump a week to make a decision on the panel's impeachment proceedings that begin next week. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler set a deadline for next Friday for the president's lawyers to indicate if they plan to participate in his committee's hearings. He also asked for a list from GOP lawmakers of the witnesses they would like to question. The House Judiciary Committee meets Wednesday to examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment. The committee is also expecting a report from the House Intelligence Committee, which will form the basis of upcoming hearings. President Trump and his defenders continue to call the inquiry a witch hunt and say he did nothing wrong in his dealings with Ukraine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In Iraq, the parliament meets Sunday in emergency session. Topping the agenda, Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi's resignation letter amid weeks of deadly street protests. Meanwhile, the violence continues, with at least 3 more protesters shot by security forces in the southern city of Nasiriyah, where more than 24 demonstrators were killed on Wednesday. 6 European nations say they'll bypass U.S. sanctions against Iran, challenging President Trump days before he meets leaders of some of those nations in London. In a joint statement, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, the Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden said they plan to join the instrument in support of trade exchanges. Mr. Trump has been toughening U.S. sanctions against Iran, seriously affecting Tehran's ability to sell oil on the open market. Gene Randall, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.